Beautiful fellow humans. Hello. How are we? How do I do this? Is this thing on? Welcome back. Today's episode sounds like bliss because we are back and this is happening. And what better or more beautiful thing to chat about today than Mama Nature? So come on a journey with me. Say hello to that exhale and to those goosebumps and to that moment of truth or beauty or generosity. Here we will explore struggles and celebrations and devotions, the stuff that life's made of. There will be deep thoughts interrupted often by belly laughs because that's also how life works. Some spoken word because, you know, sometimes nothing says it quite like a poem. Conversations with friends, new and old, and soul riffs straight out of my noggin and my heart and into your headphones. I am your host, Tara, and you're listening to Sounds Like Bliss. Welcome. Friends, a lot has happened. I am a mother. I mean, full stop. I am a mother. I have birthed a being since I've last been in your ears in this way. And rather than today's podcast being some grandiose return to your headphones, I really just want to jump straight into it. I was recently asked, it was a very curious thing. We here in Australia and New Zealand in our doTERRA community, we had our digital convention. This is our second year in a row where our, you know, biggest event of the year has had to take place digitally, which sucks big ones, if I'm honest. We love being around each other. We love community. We love hugs. And we love the energy that accompanies beautiful, beautiful events like this. But alas, I'm not even going to go into it. I was asked to speak and, you know, 2020 was a year and I thought I didn't have much to say, but I kind of tuned into it for a second and suddenly a yes emerged and then the peace that came knocking on my shoulder emerged and I performed it. And I would like to share it with you here now, A, because I know there are many in our beautiful oily community that would love to experience this that perhaps didn't attend our digital convention. But regardless, whether you're in our doTERRA community or not, if you have a penchant for the natural world, if you like hearing love notes about the natural world, then you may really enjoy this episode. So two things. Especially when it comes to poetry, number one, it always feels a little bit woo to share it. So there's that. And another thing that I'm really aware of, again, particularly with poetry, is that you never want to over-explain it. You don't want to unpack the art. There's the beauty in the poem is in what has been left unsaid or what kind of is left lingering, making you go, wait a second, so that you can fill in the gaps yourself. But just for context, there's two parts of the poem. One where I say time, and I emphasize the word time. And I want you to know that when that part of the poem comes up, I'm talking about T-H-Y-M-E. I'm talking about the herb time, the herb time. And also there's a reference to cleaner concentrate, which if you're not in Australia and New Zealand and you're not in doTERRA, that's going to fly straight over your head. So don't worry about it. Let's just keep moving on. So with that, please sit back and relax or walk your dog or drop your kids at school. This is all incredibly G-rated. The kiddies can listen in. In fact, they're probably going to love hearing these regular little references to some of their fave oils. Hold my hands and let's do this. I was asked to speak to you, to address you in the spirit of hope, to rally, to inspire, but let it be known right now that I do not own a pair of pom-poms, all right? I won't be waving anything around in a dizzying tizzy of, you can do it, and I believe in you, and you've got this. It's just not my style. Instead, if you'd be so gracious as to indulge me, as to simply allow me, to be this very Tara telling you what I see, sharing a little about how I feel as I gaze out at our world and how it affects us and how we can support ourselves through it all, I would be unutterably grateful for the opportunity. When I look around perplexed, aching at the division among humanity, for brief moments, I need to be reminded of our potentiality, of our highest. And then in she comes, Neroli, ever sweetly. She dances across my wrists, my elbow creases, my heart with angelic remembrances and a gentle reboot, a restart, back to grace, back to patience, back to, yeah, whoa, what a time in history. And it creates space for understanding. And actually, on the subject of time, how very timely. You may think that there is no rhyme or reason as to call on this culinary delight in times of turmoil, adversity, numbness, fright. But do not be mistaken. Time reaches out for us, eager for more meaningful applications than a mere drop in your morning omelette that accompanies your bacon. And this strength comes from knowing when to soften and when to roar, when to hand it all over, when to forgive. And it is no accident that time sits pretty in our forgive blend, shimmering into pockets of anger and freeing them, loosening it up out of our tissue so we can take in deep breaths again. And my gosh, don't we need that? Instead of gripping onto riverbanks, resisting life's flow. I know of another friend that can help us settle into the beauty of this harmony. You'll likely know her well. Her name is Bergamo. And there's one particular pathway that she all out loves to travel. You may have heard of it. Dilute a little and then gently apply her to the Shen Men point in your ear as she recalibrates nervous tension and syncs activity between left and right brain hemispheres. Also, amidst so much uncertainty, I can crack the lid off Rosemary and wow, there she is, reminding me to keep my head high, that the time for solutions and clear sight and energy with purpose is nigh. Another oil springs to mind here. This time it's a blend, the oxygenating, incomparable balance, every family's best friend. Screen time. It's skyrocketed as businesses and communities that were once knee to knee have been digitized. And if I ever feel like there's too much Wi-Fi in my cells, balance, which simply smells like outside, reminds me of how good it feels to fill my lungs with trees, to get my toes on the earth. And if that's not available, well, into the diffuser it goes. Maybe with vetiver, smoky, sweet. Caramelly roots deep in the dirt. Vetiver, ground me. Help me stay situated here in my body, my values. Help me get deep down into myself so as to resist escaping what's true. Sometimes, though, in the name of sovereignty, it's true that I need some movement, some motion, some excitement. Some commotion. So wild orange, yes you, come at me. Come at me with your spontaneity. Frankincense, may I borrow some of your audacity, growing by some miracle in the harshest of lands, thriving, seemingly impossibly. Ylang ylang, passion, sandalwood too, some sensuality, please. Would you remind me of the sheer and innocent life force existing innately within me? Would you help me feel it, remember it, and usher it home? Cedarwood, the interdependent, ecosystem with your kin, a metaphor as they always are, that we are never alone, ever, not for a moment. When I think about oils that volunteer themselves as present moment heroes, Copaiba, Adaptive, Console, and Peace, these are the ones that stand out, willing allies at the ready. On Guard in all its glory and many iterations has never gotten so much attention in a moment selling out, but we're still waiting on the cleaner concentrate. You know the story. When stagnation strikes, some of our friends are well equipped at whipping us into shape with mantras of let's go, like peppermint and motivate, laurel and litsia. Bring in some flowers to remind you of how sweet this life is, to circulate some chi, to feel held and nourished. And when it all just feels too heavy and sheer power needs to flourish, well, enter stage left, oregano. Small-leaved herbs help us focus with a convergent gaze. But friends, keep your imagination alive. Keep it thriving. Take breaks. Allow your mind to go big and get vast and let loose. So thank you, Siberian fir, Douglas fir, arborvitae, and my very favorite, black spruce. I like to call him Bruce Almighty, whispering into our magnificence with nudges to zoom out, to take perspective, to enjoy the view, even to call on our ancestors to allow their wisdom through. But just when you think that I'm getting a bit too profound for ya, Blue Tansy dances in and teaches us the art of flexibility, to laugh, to not take life too seriously. My gosh, the audacity. How even dare we in a world that feels at times like it's somewhat of a crime to be happy, truly happy in here, and truly free up here between your ears. Our oils are the perfect meeting ground for both spirit and science, influencing our limbic brain, our hormones, our tissues, our cells, our bones. These fragrant compounds, as they rush in, they change us. And we get the honor of experiencing the souls of these plants with our very human senses as the mystery of aroma gets to the work of rearranging us. I mean, I can't be the only one with my jaw on the floor, right? This is a big deal. The potency latent in that bottle of grapefruit is extraordinary. It's so much more than cold-pressed peel, purifying our air, a detoxifying ally to our liver, brightening our skin. Add her to tonic water so people can kick the gin to the curb, and that's before we address the way she loosens stagnation. Grapefruit has a few BFFs when it comes to this. Rosemary, cilantro, cypress, to name a few. Perhaps it also helps to move stuckness in our emotional body too. Hint, it does. And did you know that it takes 10,000 rosebuds to fill that 5 ml bottle? Let's apply her sparingly, appreciating the sacrifice. A 10 to 15% dilution, my friends, will more than suffice. And Rose, like the great mother she is, will flood our being with warmth, with a knowing, immovable love that intoxicates our senses in reassurance. Her fragrance is familiar for a reason, as waves of comfort we've received in seasons prior to this wash over us. Switching gears now. To our beloved customers, I merely wanted to be a voice for the plants today to reintroduce you to their magic on the off chance you may have forgot, and to thank you on behalf of all of us who, like you, are invested in nature-led living, in voting with our dollar and into that monthly purple box. So thank you for trusting the earth in this way and for all of the time that you've deposited into your education, into learning from us, for cracking the lids and trying something new and receiving the gift that is there right in front of you, rather than letting these little miracles sit in a corner and collect dust, our nightmare. So please keep leaning in. Watch them and feel them as they continue to support, nourish, and transform your family, your creativity, and your connection to the natural world. All of this is rightfully yours. And to those of you sharing these gifts, building something lasting and beautiful here. I'd like to take a moment with you, please, because in acknowledgement, it's been a year. And this is what I want you to know. There is an incredible surge of energy available now in choosing to simply relax into this, to relax into the rightful place within your business. I know that the buzzword recently has been pivot, and you've likely done so many 180s that quite frankly, you're sick of hearing it. So I wonder, instead of this constant emphasis to strive and gallop into everything new, if you can just relax a little and remember what it is that you bring to this ecology. Comparison. With a little help from marjoram, I like to diffuse her and anoint her softly right here on my shoulders. Just seems to melt away. Melt. Just like marjoram softens the resistance in our tissues, so too does she shake loose the resistance causing our issues. And then a pervasive trust in your own direction and journey with your community here, it emerges. Trust is deeply and beautifully fortified by none other than our jasmine. Try holding her here on your wrist, the source point of your pericardium, which acts as protection and armor for your heart. It's your unique gifts, your genius, your quirks that make leadership more art than science. There's a distinct and visceral difference between committing to something and rushing through it, between inspired action and hurried flurrying, and I'll ask you to feel into that, to take stock of where you're at, and then to ask, which oil will help bring me home? Because here's the deal. Brothers and sisters still walk among us who aren't yet aware of how beautifully Roman chamomile, just one drop in the bath, can cradle their newborn sweetly off to sleep. I can attest to that. There are folks who are lockjawed, soul fatigued, who could really do with some easy air on their chests and a few deep breaths to help them fully be with their grief, finally. There are foodies and ceremonialists who simply are yet to know the glory of a drop of cardamom and pink pepper in their cacao before they start a slow morning of gratitude and meditation. And of course, there is much scar tissue among us, physical, mental, emotional too, and for the wounds that seem as though they simply or stubbornly just will not heal, well, we know better, don't we? Helichrysum to the rescue. So may you feel restored now. May you feel eager and aligned and true. May you and your business together remember what you are here to do as you anchor into a depth of relating with what's designed for you with fresh eyes, with bright spirits, ready once more to lace up your shoes. And perhaps instead of sprinting this time, we can do as nature herself does and play the infinite game. And before I go, let me say, because it may just be remiss of me not to, that you can do it. And I believe in you. And yep, you've got this, your friend. Sincerely, Tara Citrus Bliss. Well, I hate to toot my own horn, but that sounds like bliss to me. Rebels of Light 3.0 is on the horizon, everybody. She's coming, and she is much, much more than a mentoring program. There is much to share about this immersive 6-month experience with you. There's so much for us to talk about. Let's just keep it simple today. I want to give you a heads up about it. We kick off in June and a container will be created for you to alchemize your life like never before. I cannot wait to see where our collective rebellion takes us in 2021. And I hope you'll join us. Keep listening. I'm going to let you know about the wait list. Friends, thanks for coming back. And if it's your first time here, warm, gooey welcomes to you. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate your presence. If you found value in today's potty, which was a poem, they're not always poems. They sometimes are. You never know what you're going to get. Please subscribe on iTunes and share this episode on your socials. You can find me and tag me. Share your thoughts and feelings @Tara_bliss. If you are feeling particularly generous today, you might leave me a review on iTunes. And apparently that helps get these sounds out into even more eardrums. So thank you in advance if you choose to do that. For show notes, resources, updates on what I have on offer, and of course for you to join our Rebels of Light waitlist, please jump on over to tarabliss.com.au/17, the number 17 as in episode 17. But for now, have a beautiful moment right here, right now. Bye-bye now.